Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A major shift is underway in India's defense strategy as the country frames a new doctrine for emerging domains like cyber, space, and cognitive warfare, marking a significant milestone in the nation's pursuit of military modernization. The second Joint Commanders Conference, themed Military Capability in New Domains, was held at the Southwestern Command Headquarters, Jaipur, on May 7 to 8, 2026, coinciding with the first anniversary of Operation Sindoor. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and CDS General Anil Chauhan presided over the conference, alongside the chiefs of the Army, Navy, and Air Force. What makes this significant is that the Joint Commanders Conference is a high-level tri-service conclave that brings together the political leadership, military leadership, and theater of functional command commanders. It serves as a platform to review India's evolving security environment and threat landscape, align military strategy with the government's foreign and defense policy, unveil new doctrines, operational concepts, and capability roadmaps, and accelerate integration of the three services toward jointness and theater commands. The first edition of this conference was held in Lucknow in 2025, post-Operation Sindoor, where India first articulated its shift toward a rapid, decisive retaliation doctrine. Building on this, the 2026 conference has yielded key outcomes, including the release of new doctrines covering India's approach to emerging domains. Crucially, these doctrines will play a vital role in shaping India's military strategy in the years to come. It is worth pausing here to note that the conference also focused on accelerating indigenization, or Atmanirbharta in defense, by developing a robust civil-military fusion ecosystem for defense innovation. Key thrust areas include faster absorption of IDEX products into frontline units, expanding the defense technology and trade initiative with strategic partners, and reducing import dependency in ammunition, electronics, and naval systems. And here is something that surprises many students: Operation Sindoor is now being studied as a case model for India's military doctrine going forward. Rajnath Singh called Operation Sindoor a defining model of modern warfare, noting that India had achieved air superiority in under 72 hours, successful integration of Rafale, BrahMos, drones, and loitering munitions, and the first simultaneous use of electronic warfare suppression, cruise missiles, and air-launched precision bombs in a combined tri-service campaign. But why does this matter? So what exactly changed? The operation's success has set a new benchmark for modern warfare, and India's military is now looking to build on this momentum. Now let us turn to the historical context. India's push toward tri-service integration and joint commands has been underway since the creation of the Chief of Defence Staff post in January 2020, following the Kargil Review Committee recommendations. Key milestones in this journey include the establishment of the Department of Military Affairs and the creation of new theatre commands. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that the country is moving towards a more integrated and cohesive military structure, one that is better equipped to handle the complexities of modern warfare. Moving on to the emerging domains, cyber warfare is a critical area of concern for India. The country's critical infrastructure, including power grids, banking systems, and nuclear plants, is increasingly being targeted. The National Critical Information Infrastructure Protection Center, or NCIIPC, under the National Technical Research Organization, is the nodal body responsible for protecting these assets. However, India's cyber security policy, which was first introduced in 2013, is in need of urgent modernization. Note this carefully. The National Cyber Security Policy is a key document that outlines India's approach to cyber security, and its revision is long overdue. Space warfare is another domain that is gaining increasing attention. India's anti-satellite, or ASAT, capability was demonstrated in Mission Shakti in March 2019, making India the fourth country globally to demonstrate ASAT capability. The Defence Space Agency, or DSA, was established in 2019 to oversee India's space-based military capabilities. India's satellites, including those used for navigation, Earth observation, and communications, are strategic assets that require active protection. Remember this number: India has a total of 49 operational satellites in orbit, and this number is expected to grow in the coming years. Cognitive warfare is a relatively new domain that is being explored by India's military. Pakistan's Inter-Services Intelligence, or ISI, has been using disinformation operations, including fake social media accounts, doctored videos, and falsified civilian casualty reports, to target India. India's counter-narrative operations have been assessed as effective, but a formal cognitive warfare doctrine had been absent until now. This is a favorite prelims fact. Cognitive warfare is a key aspect of modern warfare, and India's military is now looking to develop a comprehensive doctrine to counter these threats. Artificial intelligence, or AI, is also being explored by India's military. The country's AI in Defense Roadmap, which was first introduced in 2018, aims to develop 75 AI-enabled defense products by 2025. Autonomous drones, predictive maintenance, and AI-powered intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, or ISR, are key areas of focus. Note this carefully: AI is going to play a vital role in modern warfare, and India's military is now looking to leverage these technologies to gain a strategic advantage. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Joint Commanders Conference was held in Jaipur on May 7 to 8, 2026, and the theme was Military Capability in New Domains. The Chief of Defence Staff, General Anil Chauhan, presided over the conference. Operation Sindoor has been described as air superiority in 72 hours and a benchmark for modern warfare. Four new domains were covered in the conference: cyber, space, cognitive, and AI or unmanned systems. The National Critical Information Infrastructure Protection Center, or NCIIPC, is under the National Technical Research Organization, and it has oversight from the Ministry of Home Affairs. Mission Shakti, which was India's ASAT test, was conducted on 27 March 2019, and it made India the fourth country globally to demonstrate ASAT capability. The Defence Space Agency, or DSA, was established in 2019 under the Integrated Defence Staff. The Innovations for Defence Excellence, or IDEX, initiative is under the Department of Investment and Public Asset Management, and it funds startups that are solving defense problems. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Joint Commanders Conference and the new doctrines that have been released are relevant to your prelims and mains preparation. Note this carefully: the conference and the doctrines are a key part of India's defense strategy, and they will be tested in the UPSC exams. The themes that are relevant to your preparation include India's national security challenges, tri-service jointness and theater commands, the role of AI and unmanned systems in modern warfare, cyber threats to critical information infrastructure, space as a contested domain, and Atmanirbharta in defense. In conclusion, the Joint Commanders Conference and the new doctrines that have been released mark a significant shift in India's defense strategy, one that is focused on emerging domains like cyber, space, and cognitive warfare. As India continues to evolve its military capabilities, it is essential to stay informed about these developments and their implications for the country's strategic position.